Welcome, my name is Engels Paris, and this is the 5 o'clock newscast for Future 93 KMSC, the student radio voice of Morningside College. On our stories today, we have the new challenges for Morningside Theater Department, the struggles for students looking to improve their physical form on campus, and keep an eye for the unexpected allegations towards Kevin Spacey. Starting with stories from our own campus, the Morningside Theater Department is facing one of the hardest times in their history. After the major was cut, the department started working on improving campus shows and student productions. As theater professor Taylor Clemens explained,
"We don't have the major anymore, but there's still dedication to strengthening the theater and getting students and community involved."
With the collaboration of APO, the Theater Honor Society, the department will start building over student-produced shows. Brock Burek, president of APO, explained,
"Anything from like having a movie night in the theater to having like a night of improv to maybe, you know, sitting down and watching a musical or talking about one, reading through one. Yes, we'll use theatrical aspects, but broadcasting this out to all students on campus to make and involve everyone."
His goal is to extend the involvement even further than just the shows, hoping that this will bring the interest of students to become more than just the audience. The first show following this structure was Love, Sex, and the IRS, with a cast, crew, and production team completely formed by students. The only faculty involved was Taylor Clemens as a theatrical consultant. Continuing on with campus coverage, if you're not an athlete student on Morningside College, we might have some bad news for you. Currently on campus, Morningside only counts with one full weight room available for all students. Located in the Hyper, the weight room is currently not in the best shape, with multiple broken machines and others that just need maintenance, or even a complete change. Multiple complaints have been filed by students, and they seem to get nowhere. As non-athlete Luis Cejas explained,
"I've been working out in the weight room, the Hyper, since my first year of college, so last year, and to be honest, I've seen a decline very bad since I first started working out there. The machines keep breaking, so it seems that we're slowly out of machines to use. I wish that they would fix it, but it seems like we don't get very much attention, and we don't really know who to complain."
Students looking for physical improvement will find problems like rusty equipment, lack of space, and high risk of injuries. And now, continuing on with national coverage, Kevin Spacey has been accused of harassment. The backlash is making critics call it the end of a career. Kevin Spacey was accused of making sexual advances on a 14-year-old over 30 years ago. Right after the accusations, the actor claimed to not remember the event and proceeded to reveal that he is deciding to live as a gay man. After the events, Spacey received criticism from members of the LGBT community, claiming he's just trying to deceive and manipulate when deciding to reveal his sexuality. Madison Sheet, student of psychology, explained what she believes happened with Spacey's reaction.
"It seems to me when the victim came out with these accusations against Kevin Spacey, that he came up with the first thing that came to mind in order to distract the public from these accusations."
Netflix quickly announced to be canceling House of Cards, and also Spacey will be replaced through reshooting by Christopher Plummer in his upcoming film, All the Money in the World. This was Future 93 KMSC's 5 o'clock newscast. I'm Engels Perez. Good evening.